We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to this last day of January 2011. You absolutely made it. You made it throughout the whole month. I know there were days that you thought you were not going to make it. There were some rough days. There may have even been some dark days, but guess what? The light shineth upon you, and you made it. 31 days. Wow. Just imagine. Anything you had wanted to change, you could have. Anything that you had wanted to start, you could have. Do you know it takes just 21 days to break a habit or to start a new habit? Just imagine, you had 21 days plus 10. Anything you had wanted to do, you could have done. You had 31 days. Think about that for a minute. 4 long weeks have just passed since the beginning of this decade. Now, here's the secret. You have 11 more of these coming this year. 11 more of these opportunities to have whatever you want or to change whatever you want. Remember, it takes just 21 days to start a new habit or to break an old habit. In other words, to change for the better. You have the power, and the control is in your hand. We spent the last part, or I would say the second half of 2010, talking about purpose, talking about vision, how to set your goals. We talked about goal setting. Now, this year is time for action. It's time to move into action. 31 days have just gone by. What have you accomplished? Take this day, somewhere in this day, take the time. Take an hour, take 2 hours, take an hour and a half, take whatever you need. And jot down what you have accomplished in these 31 days. Good morning. On the switchboards, good morning to those who are listening via the chat room or your iPods or other websites. Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning, Carmen in San Diego. How are you this morning? See, you got a bit of cases insomnia there. This is a great opportunity for you to utilize this time to look at what has happened over the last 31 days of your life. 21 days to start a habit or to break a habit. What have you done with the last 31 days? Because, see, here's the secret. You don't want to go into next month, which begins tomorrow, and do the same thing all over if it was not a success. Here's your opportunity to make that adjustment. Don't let this 24 hours today go by without you having taken an assessment of what you've done for the past 31 days. Good morning, good morning. Yes, Mr. Paul. And don't forget, you were just one day away from my huge, huge announcement that is going to be launching in February. Okay, but tomorrow, you'll have to come back tomorrow for my big, big announcement. And it is gigantic. You're going to absolutely love it. It's innovative. It's awesome. It is going to help solve many problems in your life. If you have financial problems, if you're having problems getting your relationships on track, if you're having problems meeting new people, marketing your business, marketing yourself, because you are a business. You don't want to not show up tomorrow. But for as much, yes, all right, Paul, I tell you, when I was a child, I used to watch all of Alfred Hitchcock's movies. My mother made us watch those types of movies. My mother was into movies and film and authors. That was her thing. And that is one thing she was very good at instilling in her children. She made us watch those kind of movies, and she took us to the local playhouses there in Cincinnati, Ohio, Children's Theater, and the rest. And then she talked about her life as a child and her days of going to movies when she was born in 1935. And she remembers, you know, when movies became something big for people to go and do, and she talked about that. And that was a daily conversation in my house. So if she were alive, Paul, first of all, if my mother were alive, she would be on the Coach Lalisa Show every single day. And she would be offering tips. She would be offering sound suggestions of how to master this life in terms of how to bring about success for yourself, how to know what your purpose and your passion is, how to carry yourself. One of her favorite subjects was to women, how to carry yourself like a lady. That was, she loved that, you know, and she read all those books back in the day where, you know, the women, walked with books on their head to make sure their posture was right, and they curse you and they, you know, and they would sit properly. She was all into that kind of stuff. But she would definitely, I would definitely tell her what you're saying if she wasn't here to hear. But you got to be here tomorrow. So what I want you to do, though, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow, because you got to think about today. I need you to think about 31 days. It's here. Look at what you've done over the past 31 days. What have you accomplished? What goals have you set? What goals did you set at the end of 2010 that you said you were going to get started in January? And I want you to really assess this thing to see if you did. Because if you did not, then it is time to make a major adjustment to your life. Because, you, see, in other words, 2011 may look a lot like what this month has looked like for you if you don't intervene. If you don't step in now and make a change before tomorrow hits, you may be subject to the rest of the year resulting in what you have right now. So I need you to do this before the end of the day, before, you know, 0-1200. No, that would be 0-700, but before 1200, I need you to look at what you've got going. And I think I have that the other way around. I think it should be 0-01. That would be 12 midnight, 1 minute after 12. I need you, 12 a.m., I need you to look at what you did, what you accomplished, what goals you set, how you defined your purpose, how you decided what your mission statement would be, what actions you took toward either starting something new or ending something that you know is already old, stale, and needs to be history. All of us have things in our lives that gets old and stale, and it needs to be part of our history. We need to get rid of it. Yes, Carmen San Diego, my mother was truly an awesome, classy lady. As a matter of fact, that was her constant word to us. Ladies, where is your class? And I don't know, she had five daughters. And so maybe that was really pressing upon her spirit. And maybe that's just how she was. She was a classy woman, and she thought it fitting that she would make her daughters classy. I remember even in the darkest times of my life, when I was doing things that were so unclassy, I'll never forget actually hearing these words. What's a nice lady like you doing in a place like this? And it was those words that eventually woke me up. And, you know, my mother was the type who would constantly say to us, you're living beneath your means. I'm sorry, you're living, no, not that, because that would be smart. But she said that too. But she said, you're living beneath your privilege. She always felt that, you know, you have a higher privilege and you need to rise to it. So when people wonder, how in the world did I end up a coach, a life coach at that, a motivational speaker, it's because it's what was instilled in me from birth, literally. Because it's what I heard my mother say over and over and over. You're living beneath your privilege. And then once I joined the United States Navy at age 23, they constantly were forcing us. Well, you've heard the commercials. Be all that you can be. Be the best that you can be. That's where I learned that your potential is great. And that most people, the average person, is only living out about, the average person is living like less than 50% of their human potential. That means that there's room for you to improve on who you are. And so no matter what people tell me of about my book, Release Your Power, no matter what people say about my concept of becoming who you really are, and they may think it's not worthy, it's not value, but I know the real truth, that the average person is only living out 50% or less of their full human potential. And here's the problem. Society needs as many people as possible living their fullest potential. Society as a whole, not just your household, not just your neighborhood, not just the community and the country that you live in, but society collectively as a whole needs some talent, ability, gift, or skill that you're not honing in on and that you're not and that you've not developed. Now, here's the thing. This month, you need to look at what you've accomplished for the month. What did you say out of your own mouth? What did you say you were going to get done in this first month of the year, in January? You've had 31 days. It takes 21 days to start a habit or 21 days to break one. What did you say you were going to change and you didn't change? And what did you say you were going to end and you did not end? You need to make reconciliation with that this month before you go into February. Do not wait, because if you go into February not having reconciled that, you're going to just continue to pile on more situations that eventually it will be so far removed from you, what your goals and purpose is for 2011, that you won't accomplish it at all. And then you will have a year that will set the tone for what this next decade will look for your life. And for many of us who are the baby boomers, we can't afford to waste a moment. For those of you who are in my age bracket, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, we don't have time to waste. So we got to make every day has to count. It must count. Good morning, good morning, yes, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the chat room, Kiva and Paul. Welcome to those of you who are listening via the switchboard. Good morning. I am trying to get you to move beyond making a mess of the rest of the year. You don't even want to go into next month. We need to know what goals that we set. And did we achieve them? Did we set goals and then became too busy to achieve them? Or did we set goals and then just got too lackadaisical that we did not achieve them? Whichever, it's still not where we want to be. We don't want to be too busy to achieve the goals we set, nor do we want to be too lackadaisical to achieve them. We want to be on point, on course, in balance, in line with our mind and our heart and our emotions and our spirit. We want them in line, in balance. We want to set goals and achieve them. That's how we feel stronger. That's where we feel more confident in what we're doing. We don't feel confident by not setting goals at all, so therefore we feel safe because, well, if I don't set any, then therefore if I don't reach any, what is that about? You're here to set goals. Remember, you're pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high call. So you're here to set goals. You're here to look to the new thing. You're here to look to the next thing. Absolutely. Because you're pressing toward a prize. So you're here to come up with new ideas and new goals. But you don't want to outpace yourself at the same time. No. That's why I need you to do this assessment sometime before today is over. Don't worry, I'm going to be doing it too. Believe me, you, what's good for the goose is good, what's good for the geese is good for the gander. Or good for the gander is good for the geese. One of those ways. You know what I'm talking about. Get it done. today. Don't tell me you don't have time to sit down and look at what you've accomplished over the past 31 days. You've had 31 days. What happened? That's all. Just paint a picture. What happened? Just look at your life over the past 31 days and just write down what happened. What did you do? Did you make phone calls about that new project that you said you were going to start? You said you were going to start a new business. Did you write a business plan for it? Did you begin a business plan for it? You said you were going to expand the current business. Did you begin to look into partnerships or collaborations and for other ways to expand your business? There are more ways than one to expand a current business. I'll give you an example of my training business that I set a goal to launch this year. I started out by having the launch party for the business. We did that, the relaunch party. We had the relaunch party. But I didn't stop there. That was great. That was nice. We took some pictures. A few people came out to celebrate with us. But I didn't stop there. I took a step further. And I contacted people. I arranged meetings with people. I stretched myself. I went outside of my comfort zone. Cold calling, C-O-L-D, calling is not my comfort zone. Cold talking, I'm great. I'm fine with that. I can be in a room, in a bus terminal, an airport, a hospital, the welfare office, you name it, the White House. You can put me in any surrounding. I have no problem walking up to a rank stranger. None. It's not a problem of mine. It's never been. I guess that's why I did so well on the street in such a short time, because that's never been a problem. Face to face, I can talk to anyone, but I don't, for some reason, I don't like to cold call on the telephone. However, give me a person that I think I know or that I know, I could call you and chat on the phone for hours if I so desire. And I do desire that at times. But there are times when I can get off there too. But I don't like the cold call. But I forced myself. I pushed myself beyond my comfort zone. Sometimes you got to get beyond what's comfortable for you and do what's uncomfortable so that you can stretch yourself. That's the only way you're going to build capacity. Before you can grow, you need to build capacity. And one way to do that is to stretch yourself. Do something you've never done before. For some people, they're wanting to know, I wonder why a person won't, go and learn empowerment messages or won't go hear empowerment messages or learn empowerment tips, because the person has not stretched themselves. They don't have the capacity for the new information. But people like yourselves who are getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock for some of you, you're on the East Coast, it's, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and all kinds of times. So you're stretching yourself just in the sense of what you're doing. So you're open for new ideas. You're open. And by the way, you need to be open for what is going down tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's the biggest. You can't even imagine. As a matter of fact, if you think you've guessed what I'm going to announce for tomorrow, then inbox me on Facebook. Facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Inbox me on Facebook if you want to make a guess. And if anyone makes the right guess, hey, there may even be a little prize in it for you. I think we could work something like that out. So try to inbox me and make a guess as to what you think my big, gigantic announcement is going to be for tomorrow. And if you don't have a Facebook page and you aren't able to send a message, maybe this is a good time you open one. It's 2011. We're in a new decade. We've already been in a new century for a few years now, but now we're in a whole nother decade. It is time to get on board with technology, get up to date. Don't worry about someone having your identification. Don't you know they got everything about you already? Hello? How long have you had a telephone? Forget cell phone. How long have you had a telephone? Well, they've had your information ever since then. So you're not hiding anything, and it's not serving you any purpose to say, well, I won't get online because now they can track me. They could already track. You were born, weren't you? Okay, well, they could track you from that day forth if they want to. Remember, they only track you if they want to track you, if they need you for something. But if you're not doing anything, you're not breaking the law, you're taking care of business, you're pretty much safe. So we have some brand new information tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow starts this day that you're going to be fasting and praying. I'm quoting from Miss Patricia Martin in the chat room. She says that tomorrow starts her second month of working on her goal. Okay, cleaning her house, being more spiritually and physically fit. Awesome. Okay, so you got that. All right, Miss Patricia, I want to see it. I want to see that list. I want to see that you have looked over the month and that you know what you've done, what you've accomplished, what goals you set. For the goals that you did not reach, you need to give yourself a little explanation as to why not. Why didn't you do it? Was it fear? Was it the fact that you were afraid to step outside your box? Was it the fact that you were afraid to get out of your comfort zone? Was it the fact that you suffered some trauma throughout the month? We know that, in the month of January, there were many people had suffered loss in terms of loved ones and family members. That's understandable. That's life. Life happens. Did you have some other kind of, financial crises? Something happened with the children or other close family members. But we need to go into this year, into this decade, setting goals, taking action, and then evaluating what happened, why it did or did not happen. Then we move on. We don't just move on not realizing if we did accomplish, if we didn't, we think we did, we might have, we have did it. No, we want to take an assessment. So on the last day of the month, you can expect a message like this. And if I don't give it to you, you have to learn to give it to yourself. So make a note that on the last day of the month, of every month, you will make an assessment for the month. And if you want to get aggressive and do it weekly, that's even better. And then if you build up enough fortitude to do it daily, that's even better. But for now, you can take the baby step and do it per month and say, what did I accomplish? And then, of course, what you're going to do, then tomorrow you're going to spend some time in the morning setting, if you haven't done it already, kudos to those of you who have already done it. But if you haven't, that's okay. You get up in the morning and set some goals for the month of February. How many new resumes do you want to circulate in the job market? What new business ideas do you want to put out in the universe? How much money do you want to have saved for your business? You know, they say only about 25% of people who go into business get the money from banks. So if that's what you're waiting on, you'll be waiting forever. So if you really want to start that business, if you really want to start, you will save your own money, unless, of course, you're starting some kind of business where you have a building and big machinery like Hope Harper there at the cleaners. Yes, see, when you have machinery that's worth thousands of dollars, you can more easily go into a bank because now you have collateral. Just like when you get a home loan, well, the mortgage companies, they don't mind giving you that loan because they know if you don't pay it, they'll come take your house. Same thing with a car. They don't mind giving you that car loan because they know the moment you miss a payment, they're going to come get that car, and they've already made money off the interest that they've charged you, and so they're going to resell it. I know with a house, you go to buy, let's just say, a $300 home, $300,000 home, before you get the deed on that house and own it outright. You've paid probably $1 million or maybe close to $2 million for the home. Because of the interest charges, the interest rates. Same thing with a car. And maybe only if you went in and paid cash, you'd have paid $35,000 for the car. But now that you bought it on time, you may pay, what, $90,000? So if you're going to start a business, are you really serious about it? You want to save money, so you may need to come up with a plan now. That big business idea that you have, you may not start it until 2012 because you may need to, it may take you that long to save up $10,000, $20,000, however much you need for your business. I don't know. And then you, now don't forget, you starting a business, you may want to consider going green. I know my training company, we went green this year. Performance Strategies Unlimited, we went green. And we're going to continue going more green. You may want to go green with your business. Find ways to go green. Okay, so we have some more comments there in the chat room. Good morning, and welcome. Good for you. He's on the floor, on the four-hour body diet starting yesterday. He's cut ice cream, white bread, etc. Great, that's Mr. Paul Carazzi starting, talking. Now, his exercise has been good, but not perfect. Wonderful, wonderful, great, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something good about cleaning the house, and then you realize that I'm cleaning out that house, this natural house, but then our bodies are the physical house, and we're cleaning that out as well. Okay. Paul says he loves honey wheat bread. Most exercise I get is walking up and down stairs and running after the kids all day. Oh, that's Patricia. I was going to say, okay, Paul, running after the kids all day, huh? No, that's Patricia. Okay, Patricia. And Paul says, yes, stairs are a great exercise. Yeah, don't you remember the movie Rocky? I love that. When they were running up the stairs to work out. And if you're on the switchboards, good morning, and welcome. If you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask, Coach Alisa, please just hit your number one key and raise your hand. Now, I want to give you those three sure-fire business tips for those of you, like I said, you want to start a business. Again, this is a great time to think about it. Maybe you've already been thinking about it all of 2010 or for the past 3 years or the past 30 years for that matter. And you feel that because of the way the economy is, I tell you, this economy has launched more business owners than ever. But that fits right along with the statistics about business owners. As a matter of fact, there's research out there that shows that millionaires are created more during a time of a recession. Can you believe it? And some people would, have you ever heard that? You ever wonder why? Why would millionaires, successful business owners, why would that increase during the time of a recession? When you have so many people, when they hear the word recession, they think negativity. They think it's the end of something great, or they think it's the loss of abundance. When yet, the research shows that during a recession, that you actually have more businesses becoming successful and even millionaires being created during this time. Why do you think that is? Okay, Paul said he didn't know that. Yes, Paul, that's true. I got this information from the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Now, again, I'm going to get the copy of Think and Grow Rich and reread that because I haven't read that since I was in my early 20s, and I need to read it again. But I've recently been in contact and in seminars with the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who is a business professor. He teaches business strategy of all types at the Clark Atlanta University down in Atlanta, Georgia. And he is also the author of the book, What Makes the Great Great. So he's done extensive research, and he's looked at the lives of, he's studied millionaires, not just entertainers, not just athletes, but he's studied all kinds of millionaires around the country, and this is some of the data that he has shared with us. And so, but, and you'd be surprised to know that one of the reasons that millionaires and people become successful in their businesses during this time is because literally their mindset is more aggressive, so to speak. It's like, we don't have anything to lose, and so that they go hard. Like my friends in New York say, Brooklyn, we go hard. So my shout out to my Brooklyn friends. So they go hard after their dream, their goal, because they don't have anything. And so they focus all of their energies into their business. And now, here's the thing. There's another secret right there. When you focus your energies into what you're doing, that thing will become a success. You ever hear the phrase, what you focus on, you make big? And it becomes so big that it, you know, just really takes over everything around you. Well, that's the concept. When you focus in on something, that's why a lot of people will encourage you, try not to spread yourself too thin. And you've heard the saying, jack of all trades and master of none. They're referring to the fact that when your focus is scattered, it's harder to accomplish anything. But if you can focus all your energy in one area, you're able to accomplish more. So here you have the person that is in this time of a recession. Well, they don't have anything to lose. They're focusing all of their energy, and they're going hard after it because it's a recession. Now they got to make everything work. Everything has to be on point. Everything has to be precision. And therefore, they have more successful business deals, more successful opportunities that they're making. And then they're building. They have nothing else to focus on because of this state of a recession. And ultimately, they become a huge, huge success. Sometimes when the economy is really good, people, they tend to kick back, so to speak, and relax because everything is so great. There's no real urgency. There's no real urgency to get the fire going in them. You see, again, the same reasons that it is for a lot of people. There are many, many people who are starting businesses that may not really want to, but now it's to the point where they're desperate. It's like, okay, I got to do something to get an income. And maybe it's multi-level marketing, maybe not. Oh, yes, and he says, by the way, most millionaires dabble in two or three different types of multi-level marketing, multi-level marketing scenarios, just so that you know, because that is business ownership as well. Wonderful. I'm glad, Kiva. Yes, you miss walking in the morning. Got to get back to that, regardless of the weather. It, yes, and it is a great, great, great and wonderful exercise. And just remember, you got, there's 24 hours in a day. So you know, cut your day up just like you would a piece of, like you would a pie, and decide when's the best time for you to study When's the best time for you to meditate? When's the best time for you to plan? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we want to get those plans for February. What is it we want to accomplish for February? But you want to look at what you've accomplished for January so that you can roll over any unfinished business that doesn't need to be scrapped in the first place. Because let's face it, we may have set a goal or two that we just really didn't need to go after. Now, if you're starting a business, I said I would give you three surefire business tips that you need if you're starting your business or you're in business. And for the most part, 99.9% of the listeners here on the Coach Talisa Show are business owners. Oh, and by the way, you want to make sure you don't miss one segment of the Coach Talisa Show. That's all new guests. We're going to have some guests are going to be repeats. We have Miss Ronnie Nicole coming. She's going to be coming on, and she is a woman film director, and she is going to be part of a film festival right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey, in March. She's going to be a guest on the show. Then we have a radio show host who started out, you know, with humble beginnings, and now she's on a major radio station, Miss Liz Black. We're setting up her interview, and she's going to come on, and we'll, you know, talk to her and get some insights for how to pace yourself, how to keep yourself going, how to keep your energy going when you're starting, what kinds of contacts, you know, should you be trying to make, and what are some of the places you can network. We're going to reach out, back out to Mr. John Harmon, get him on. We're going to get some people on. We're in the tax season for the next few months, so we're going to get some people on to talk about our taxes. We're going to be talking about ways for you to get your education, for those of you who want to add on education to your career and professional success plan. If you have a plan for career and professional business success, if you want to add education into that plan, we're going to have people on to talk about some of your options. What are some of your options out there? Okay, well, business, let's give you some tips to help you so that you can avoid, you know, some mistakes that others have made. So here are some really, really important tips and things that you need to know. Also, by the way, research shows that the number one cause of business failure is lack of fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. Those of you in the chat room, fill in the blank for me. Research says that the number one cause of business failure is lack of, and I'll give you some choices. I'll give you like A, B, C, D. Is it lack of product and business knowledge? Is it lack of finances? Is it lack of finances, business knowledge? Is it lack of networking, or is it lack of planning? So which four? Lack of business knowledge? Is it lack of networking? Is it a lack of finances, or is it lack of planning? And I'm going to go to the chat room to see what. Okay, I got one answer. Oh, my laptop is about to die. Oh, no. Okay, Carmen San Diego had to go. Sorry, we got to get that 800 number back up and running. Yes. Okay, you're welcome. Carmen says that they're no longer going to live beneath their privilege. Awesome, awesome. Oh, yes, and Paul also reminds us that Jacqueline Lane said, the reason we can't do what we used to do is because we stopped doing them. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yes, and he lived to be, what, 96 years old. Okay. And so Paul says, okay, check out the big brain on Pat. Okay. So Pat, oh, Pat, all of the above. Okay, Pat, you know what? I'm sorry, Patricia, that's a cute answer. But that's not the answer, but I like it, though. It's good, it's good. Paul says capitalization. Also, good try, Paul, good try. Great, great. You guys are on the money. You guys are on point, smart, I'm telling you. But here's what research says, and I know on the switchboard you didn't get a chance to partake in that, but you could have given your answer. You can always hit your number one key. I could open up your phone line. It is one word. So is it the lack of money? Is it the finances? Is it the lack of business knowledge? Is it the lack of networking? Or is it the lack of planning? Well, ding, 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 time is up. Research shows that the number one reason, that the number one reason for business failure, here it is the lack of planning. Because in order, before you can fail at money, you have to have not had a plan for how you were going to get finances. Before you could fail at the knowledge, your product knowledge, your business knowledge, you had to lack a plan of how you were going to get the knowledge, or you had to lack a plan to detail and to outline what knowledge you have going in. And so, therefore, who you need to network with and connect with who has that particular business knowledge. So planning, as you can now see, I'm sure, it is the number one reason. Even if your business is doing poorly, even if your business is failing, you need a plan on what you're going to do if the business fails. What are you going to do if customers suddenly stop coming? What are you going to do if a bad word or a bad name gets out there about your business or you, because you are your business? So planning is the number one reason that businesses fail, a lack of planning. Even in the major businesses, major corporations even, when there is a lack of strategic planning, when there's poor strategic planning or no plan at all, the company may not flat out fail, but business will be so bad. The business won't be going great. Productivity will be low. Profits will be low. Possibly teamwork and employee morale is low. So planning is key. Planning is very good. And then with that planning, you also need to have vision in place. You need to have a vision for your business. Where do you see the business going? What's your vision for the business? And vision is, how do you see it? Where do you see this business ending up? What do you see this business accomplishing in society? How do you see this business interacting with its customers and its suppliers? How do you see the business interacting even with the competitors? I never forget when I worked at the airlines, and we would go to the airport to study the staff, because I was a recruiter, and we would go to study how to recruit more employees or better employees. And we would look in, and we would just sit in the airport, and you can see how you may have, you know, Continental, American, Delta, United. You may have some of the LAL, some of the other international carriers all on one floor. Competition, you know, that's one thing I loved about the airlines, because I love a fast pace anyway. So the airline is very fast paced, because you gotta anybody walking on that floor could be anybody's customer. You know, and a person, if you overhear at the ticket counter and you don't do something that customer likes, or you offend that customer, they can easily just go over to United or American or Delta or US Air or any of the other carriers. You see? So and same thing in some towns, right? Same thing in a department store. If you're in a mall, they may have five stores in there. let's say you're a woman and you go in and you're purchasing a dress, there could be like 5, 6, sometimes 20 stores in there that sell dresses. Every customer is important because they can leave out of your store and just walk 2 or 3 feet and purchase what they need if you don't capture that customer. Now, some businesses is not that aggressive with competition. In other words, when you're ready to move into your house or apartment and turn on your electricity, pretty much you have one choice for the most part. Some places they may have a choice or two, but most places you have one place to get your electricity, one place to get your gas, one place to get your water. Same thing with gas stations. Gas stations, they look at how they're located. Are they on the left-bound side, the right-bound side? Are they at a stoplight? What have you? And how many cars are going this way and that way? Because they know that's all that matters sometimes. People get gas on the way to work, so they're on the left-bound side or what have you. So you got to look at you got to get to know your competition. Sometimes getting to know your competition can help you grow your business. Because, like, for instance, in a restaurant, how many times have my husband and I went out to maybe go eat at, let's just say we go to Red Lobster, and it's crowded, we don't want to stand in line. Well, we'll just get in our car and drive down the street to Tiffany's. So sometimes competition, if you decide to open your business where there's other competition, that's okay, because customers who can't fit there will fit here. Same thing with Blog Talk Radio, for instance. I remember when I first started doing the 7 o'clock show, I was the only one on at 7 o'clock. Now, that was good in a way, because for people getting up and wanted to hear a show, tune into a live talk show, they didn't have a choice but to tune into the Coastal Elise if they wanted to tune in. However, and I know it's 8 o'clock where Paul is, but again, there's not that many people probably on at 8 o'clock at night. It's the same scenario on Blog Talk Radio. But at the same time, for the shows where, let's just say your show comes on at, say, 7 o'clock, that's kind of like prime time for Blog Talk, there are probably maybe 30 shows on. But the person has a choice. So if you're in that mix, if a person is tuning into one show and, they're not quite filling whatever the topic might be, they can easily turn and they might just land on your show. So you could possibly get more customers that way, more listeners. And then at the same time, if you're out there by yourself and you're doing good, that will attract competition. So I notice now there's a few shows that I notice now are on in the morning. So sometimes, you can either attract competition or you can benefit from the competition. So these are, just some business tips. All right, so you want to know your location. You want to know your competition. And you certainly, most definitely, you want to know your product. You want to take the time to fully understand your product. Now, for instance, I'm doing a talk show. I have to know my product. The product is a message that is of good content, a message that can change someone's life. I have to look at, for my messages, what's going to cause a person to tune into the show each and every day or every week after week. Well, I tell you, time goes so fast here. I tell you, what did I tell you so far? Make sure you look at what you've done for the month, see what goals you set, which ones did you reach, which ones did you come close to. Get ready to plan for tomorrow. February 1st, tomorrow is February the 1st. Don't forget it. Mark your calendars for February the 1st. Make sure that you're ready to set new goals, but also any goal that you did not achieve that you need to achieve, roll it over to the next month and then make it the priority. If it's a very low priority item, if it's something like so low in priority, because now that you've prioritized them, then don't worry about it. Don't sweat it, as they say. Don't sweat the small stuff. Only worry about the highest priority things, like if you're starting a business, how are you going to get that started? Or if you're trying to find a new job, or if you're trying to get a promotion on your current job, or if you're trying to, you know, raise a certain amount of capital for a project or your business. So do that for this month, and don't forget, tomorrow is the absolute big announcement that I have for you. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be hot. So make sure you tune in. I'm so excited about it. It is totally in the realm of going green. It's totally in the realm of what today's business-minded people are doing. And it is going to be so, and guess what else? It is going to be absolutely fun. You're going to love it. It's going to be informative. I'm telling you, it's just really, really, really going to blow your mind. So you don't want to miss my big announcement. Also, the website, I've updated my website. Please go to the website, www.lilisajwillims.com. Go to the website. I've updated it with the first Northeast Writer and Publisher Convention that's taking place on March the 12th at the Wyndham Hotel. The flyer is there. The link is there where you can register online. You have to be registered. There's only a certain amount of seats in that the room that we've rented, so you got to be registered for the event. So you got to register. Also, there are other events up there that you can register for that are coming up. I know that Ms. Patricia Martin has an event coming up in May, and as soon as she gets her flyer up, we will be referring to that. And I know she's working on her flyer, but it's coming up around May 15th, that Saturday. Also, there's the publishing workshops that you can attend online, webinar that you can attend with myself and Adele Foster. Get that book done, get it written, get it published, get it edited, get it marketed, sell it, and go on and help some people. So you can join us. Adele will email me the link today, and for those of you who missed the free introduction last week, we can email that to you so you can listen to that and take part in that. You can get your book done. It may be a book of poetry or what have you. But don't forget the big announcement. And that's all we have time for today. Okay, Coach, you can't wait. You got it. Okay. You can't wait for tomorrow. It is going to be so big. Okay, your product, I have to know about kids, yes, and behaviors, yes. So you know what? good. Welcome also, Guest 127. Yeah, you know, Patricia, there are books and there are workshops that you can take on that. But, boy, there's nothing like experience. Pretty soon, Pat, you'll be able to write a book about it. And so you'll be able to help all the other parents and the foster care parents as well. They absolutely. Don't forget, Paul, I need you back here tomorrow. I don't know what your schedule is like, but you got to be here for my huge announcement. Somebody get in touch with Versi, put it on his page, let him know he needs to be here for the big announcement. We have other things to talk about as well to line up for what is going to be happening February. We know it's Black History Month. It's going to be off the chart, off the chain. And I'm telling you, the months are going to just start ripping by, y'all. So you got to get into this habit of setting our goals and checking our goals. Setting and checking. And then in between, there's action. It's just like in a movie, you know, they say, camera, lights, action. So, okay, you've had the camera, you had the lights, and now here. Okay, so be here. That's all we have time for. We are absolutely out of seconds. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget, to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.